activism is woven into the culture of this whole Bay Area, basically. You can't walk around without seeing it everywhere, from graffiti to billboards. And you may have seen posters featuring the names and faces of Mario Woods, Alex Nieto, Mike Brown, among others. They're plastered across building walls, store windows, and telephone poles. The simple black and white posters are meant to honor the lives of unarmed black and brown people who've been killed. And they're made by the Oakland-based artist Ori Original. KLW's Todd Whitney tagged along with him in San Francisco's Mission District for a night of wheat pasting. That's pasting the portraits onto every available surface.
We just finished wheat pasting a poster on a trash can here, and we totally did not notice a police officer walking the street. I was almost about to book it, man. My name is Ori Original, and I'm a visual artist who is originally from Los Angeles, now residing in Oakland. Up until recently, I've been doing more digital designs, specifically with my current project, Justice for Our Lives, which is a portrait series of people that have been killed by police or vigilantes. So tonight we're gonna be walking around the Mission and try to find some spots to repaste some posters. I have some Mike Brown and Eric Garner prints. If a cop sees me, of course I'm gonna run. I'm pretty agile, so I could get away, and I've ran many times in the past, so. I'm thinking of hitting up that light box over there that's on the corner. Usually you would want to start off with applying the wheat paste onto the wall and then pasting the poster on top and then applying the wheat paste on top of it again. What inspired me to work on these designs was the situation that was happening, Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, when George Zimmerman was not found guilty for killing Trayvon. That's sort of the time when the Black Lives Matter movement began. When I did the very first design, I was coming back from the Oscar Grant Memorial that they have at the BART station every year. So I was inspired to do a portrait of his and to just share online. And so I incorporated the Black Lives Matter meme into it. I posted it online and I got a pretty good response. So then I just kept going with more designs. And then all of a sudden I had a series going. Now I'm like up to like 20 something pieces in, and they've either been shown on the internet or on the street or in the classroom and the gallery. And that's pretty much the intent with this project. Is meant for people to take ownership of. So I want people to know that they're able to use these images whichever way they want, whether if it's in the streets, at protests or demonstrations, or even artistically, like wheat pasting or whatever it may be. So the portraits that I do are very simple. I pull up an image on a Google, so I usually use the more iconic images that are shared of these victims, and I upload it onto Photoshop, and I pretty much trace it. The images that I've been doing are black and white, so I don't add any color or much design to them, and that was so that people would be able to alter these images a lot easier, as opposed to if it was an image that has a lot of layers to it, then it would be a lot more difficult to work with the image. And another reason is because I'm profiling people that have been killed. So these are also our ancestors. And I like to depict that with just black and white. I know that there's people that do have issues with seeing these posters out in the streets, because I've passed by some of the ones that I've posted where people have torn off certain parts of the poster. Like they would take off the black in the part where it says Black Lives Matter. So this is pretty much a similar approach, where I'm bringing it to people's faces whether they like it or not. I have met the families of some of the people that I have profiled. The first family that I've met has been of Alex Nieto. Alex Nieto was shot and killed by SFPD while on his way to work. He was a resident of Bernal Heights. He grew up in the neighborhood, I believe. We had a printing party out here in the Mission, and Alex Nieto's parents came unexpectedly, and they were there printing with us. It was kind of surreal to see a mother and a father having to print an image of their dead son. It's something that no parent should ever have to do. Whenever I see people holding up my artwork, like at the Millions March or at other protests, it makes me feel like the work that I'm doing is fulfilling its purpose. I feel that it's the reason why people are using these images is not because of the talent that I'm infusing into these designs, but it's the names of these people and the stories of these people is the reason why people are using these images. These people matter, the people that are being portrayed in these designs. This is my contribution to the movement.